Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 364. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. On this particular show, we are going to do what we call emptying the tank. So any apps that we didn't talk about throughout the whole week on our Friday show here, we let them out. So usually it's a bunch of apps. So I hope you guys get some cool app ideas from the show today. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Hey, Steve. So are you saying that we're going to let it go?
We're going to let it go, let it all hang out. I don't know. What other 80s acronym?
That wasn't 80s. That was 2013.
I didn't know you knew anything from 2013.
The cold never bothered me anyway, did it, Dor?
Yeah. Unfortunately, even I, with two sons, had to watch Frozen once.
Oh.
And it was horrible.
Was it?
I've never seen it, Dor.
Yeah. Okay. First off, it's the first Disney movie where someone has some type of superpowers that they don't even explain how the person has superpowers. That tells you something. Number one. Number two.
Wait. What does that tell you? It's just not well thought out, you mean?
It's not your stereotypical normal Disney type of production.
Okay.
It was bad.
And number two?
It sucked.
So my wife and daughter just saw the new one, Neverland. Is it Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland.
Yeah, and then
Georgie.
They saw it, and I saw the preview for it. I'm like, well, I might have wanted to actually see that one.
Same here.
I never go to theaters, though. I never go to the movies ever.
Okay. Well, because George is in it, it could be good.
I don't feel like, I don't know. I feel like I would fall asleep there if I went. I don't know. I don't get into it.
It's like a Sean Johnson all over again.
It's not appealing to me to go to a movie theater.
Really?
At all.
You know, I only go when my brother drags me and I beg him that we don't have to watch the 3D version of whatever we're going to see. But
really?
I enjoy it. Yeah,
I'd probably do that. I would probably, if I had to go, I'd have to watch the 3D if they had an option.
3D is such a, it's like this artificial layer they put on top of something good. Like, I don't know. I mean, I never think it's like a natural way a movie's made, or unless it's specifically designed and made for 3D.
It's always an afterthought.
Yeah.
And they're just throwing that on there to make it.
I hate that. It's like too gimmicky. Anyway, I enjoy watching a movie in the theater with the sound system. I don't know if you guys have ever been to an Atmos theater. Have you heard of Atmos?
Nope.
Mm-mm. IMAX.
IMAX is the big screen. Now, Atmos is a new sound system where they have like 50 different speakers, but they're all on separate channels. So if a company is designing a movie for Atmos, they're literally putting 50 different, like all those speakers may be playing something different. So it's just totally immersive. I think it goes over the ceiling, maybe even into the ground. It's pretty crazy from what I heard. I've never been in one though.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Do you know of an Atmos theater?
I think they're popping up around. Yeah.
That's so strange because one of my apps today is similar to that.
Ooh. Can't wait to get into it. Why don't you start us off, man? Oh, wait. Also introducing Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I was excited today. I've been told and told and told that these milkweeds, you guys got milkweed? You got such a thing as milkweed? These milkweeds are becoming endangered, and that's the only thing that monarch butterflies eat and lay their babies on.
Hmm.
And Roundup or whatever is probably Monsanto's been killing them off so much that the monarch butterflies are about done. Oh. And so I found two of them. This house I just bought next door had two milkweeds actually growing in the yard. So I've been carefully not mowing them over and mowing around them and kind of helping them, nurturing them to grow up. And today, before the podcast, when I was outside, I came back in. There was two monarch butterflies flying around in the backyard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, so you're going to revive the species.
I'm going to help out those two. I don't know about reviving the species, but those two probably have a place to lay their egg or whatever.
Very cool. I have a moth story too, but I just can't tell it. We've been on so many tangents this week.
It's a different day. That was Wednesday.
All right, I saw a moth.
What's your moth?
I saw this thing climbing up like my front door, right on the side of the door. I didn't know what it was, but it was had because the wings were all folded up straight, and it was just like looked like one of those Star Wars ships.
Yeah.
And it was just crawling up a wall with these big legs. It was huge. And I had to get in my door. And so,
you were outside and you saw
it. I was outside and I saw it. So it was so intimidating to me. I left. I didn't go home. I went to Walmart and I'm like 20 minutes later, I came back. It's still there. So I took the bags of Walmart items I had and I threw them at the door and I didn't want to kill it. Like I just wanted to scare it so it would fly away. I didn't want to kill it. And it was just a bad shot because I think it hit him and he fell to the ground and he opened up his wings and it was the coolest wing pattern. It was like human eyes on his wings. It looked like something was staring at you.
I think I've seen pictures of those.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually called the IO moth. IO. I think that's what. So I'm like, I didn't think I hit it. I thought the bags just went down the side and I don't think I really hit it direct. So, but I felt bad that if I did hit it. Anyway, I said, I think it's just feigning death because it spread out its wings to scare me away or whatever. So I booked inside as fast as I could, picked up my Walmart bags, and then 10 minutes later, I looked outside, and it was climbing back up the wall again, so it was still alive. So I'm like, that's cool. He can hang out there. And then I come out this morning, and somebody mutilated the crap out of it. It was dead. So,
yeah. Oh.
Yep. Its wings were everywhere. Whatever.
So, somebody?
Somebody.
Animal. Probably.
Steve,
a bird, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't find the body of it. I just found the wings. So yeah, it's probably a bird. All right, good call, man. I don't feel so bad now.
But Steve, you had a thing, a living organism on your door that scared you from going into your own house, and you want us to move to Florida?
Dude, bugs are bad, just as bad everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah,
we've got the mosquitoes.
Eric's right got the mosquitoes. Door probably has stink bugs, right?
I don't know. My nose has been broken 20 times, so I can't smell them. I don't care.
No, you don't smell.
You can see them.
They're those friggin' little brown things that are friggin'.
They're like flattish things.
Yeah, they're everywhere. The horn. Everywhere. No, they're not in Florida.
They're not everywhere up here. They are up here.
I remember I used to podcast up in Philly, and they'd fly at my monitor. They were just friggin' everywhere. At least in Philly, they were. But they're not down here. So, all right, anyway. Eric, why don't you bring some apps?
Okay, since you were talking about, what'd you call that movie theater?
Atmos,
okay. Since you were talking about the Atmos theater, I'm going to bring this app, which is called Z Plus Music. And this is a demonstration. You can buy other songs. Basically, this is a demonstration that lets you use regular headphones and it simulates surround sound with your regular headphones. Somehow. This guy is, the guy who made it, some kind of genius, DTS genius, Hans Zimmer. And he's got a
few. Dude, Hans Zimmer's a famous composer. He made many soundtracks.
And this is his app.
Wow.
I thought he was going to say he pumped you up.
Yeah, right. Z Plus 3D Sound takes you inside the music, allowing you to feel like you're part of the soundtrack.
Wow.
So he's got this one. It's Z Plus Music.
How does it work? And is it good?
I kind of maybe have heard a little something to it. I was listening to that one before the show, but then I haven't listened to, he's got two other ones now. One's called Interstellar and the other one's called Spider-Man 2. Ah, and they're all three by Remote Control Productions.
Interesting.
Hmm. Well, here's a good thing. Steve recognizes the guy's name. That's a very good thing. Two, how do you want to listen? Select if it's in here, on ear, over ear, or hi-fi car tablet kind of thing. So they're giving you, they're forcing you to pick an option of how you're listening to it, which then tells me that they're doing some kind of customization based upon that. So that's another good sign.
This guy, he's like the guy for doing music for movies. So, I mean, the fact that they got him on it, they probably have some kind of clout and budget to make something good here, I would think.
And I believe this came from a question in Google Plus or an email asking if we knew of any other apps that would recreate a surround sound with like similar to this, you know, and I've never heard of anything like this before.
Interesting.
So I've only tried it with the over the ear speakers. I haven't tried it like in my car to listen to that. I've used it on my Nexus 7. It does have a long list, well, not a real long list, kind of a short list actually, of devices that it supports. My Nexus 7 original, it does work on. I don't know if I've tried to install any of these on the on my Note 4.
It's not a very big list.
No. But I kind of think that it's probably actually works on more than what's listed here.
Yeah.
And there's some old devices in here. The E-pad transformer. That was my first tablet. That was a while back.
Jeez. Old school. Cool, man. What else you got?
Oh, yeah. We're emptying it, aren't we? Okay. I got a game. This one is called Swinging Stupendo. This is another take on... there's a lot of apps doing these. The swinging, where you have to just touch the button.
Yeah, like rope and fly.
Yeah, yeah. A lot like that. This one's a bit harder, though, I think. I did not have a good experience with it. It was tough.
Dor, you don't like these, right? Because they're like Spider-Man ripoffs?
If I want to play Spider-Man, I'm going to play Spider-Man.
Not Swinging Stupendo?
No.
This one looks friggin' hard, man.
It is. There's these like Tesla coils.
Yeah,
and it's so easy to run into them, and then you get electrocuted and fall down immediately.
Yeah, I see that in the video, and they're like really close. It's very close together. It's hard to get through them.
Yeah, it's not an easy game.
We lost. It looks like we lost Dor again. Do you hear the increase in audio quality?
Oh, yeah. I didn't for a second, but then when you just said that, yes, I did.
Cool, man. I like this. Yeah. I like anything rope and fly-esque.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my next app, I could probably wait for Dor, but I'm not gonna.
No, forget it.
My next, I did not. Oh, I'm sorry. I never found that one. That was the one I kept looking for. There's an app called 360, but I can't find it anywhere in the Play Store. I was going to bring that, but I'm not going to bring that. I'm going to bring this, which is kind of a. You know how Dor last show or last week he had said, "Oh, I'm gonna bring this so Eric doesn't bring it," and it was that dumb Real Player thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, this is just as bad, but it's not by Real Player. It's called Flipagram, and what Flipagram is it's a social media thing, and it seems like they've got a lot of users. Really, I mean, if you look at the reviews, there's over a million reviews. So it's definitely a social network.
Okay.
Basically, it makes like a slideshow of your pictures and videos, and you can make these cute little like one I was watching was some lady who took little clippets of her dog falling asleep, and then she put some music to it, you know, and you can put your own music that you have purchased somewhere. Licensed music, it lets you use just fine, and then you can share it to all your friends and all your Flipagram friends too.
Really?
You can put on Facebook, whatever you want to do, but it makes little slideshows. Really, you can add text and rotate the text. There's a lot of manipulation you can do with the text.
It looks easy to use.
It is. It's very easy to use. As far as transitions, though, there's really not. You know, it was lacking the transitions. For being a slideshow app. What do you think, Dor?
Not a picture guy per se, so I'm not jumping at this.
Is this similar? It's kind of similar to your Real Player app.
Then no, I don't get it.
You think it is? No, Real Player was like old school crapware. I never heard of anything like this.
Honestly, anything with the word gram in it, I instantaneously, it loses like half credibility.
Because of Instagram?
Because it's trying to leech on with somebody else.
Done a great job of leeching on, if that's what it is, because they've got a ton of users on here. And you can, without even being friends with people, you can see their apps, their slideshows that they made.
Really?
So I didn't like that so much.
No way.
Well, I'll say this. There needs to be more competition for everything. especially with when you're on Android with Google Pictures, Photos, or if you're on Facebook and you're an Instagram user. There needs to be more competition. So I like people putting out stuff. Be your own. Don't leech off of people's credibility by using the word Graham.
I agree.
Once you make it on here, once you produce your slideshow, you can share it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Vine, Tumblr, or you can email it, text it, Pinterest, WhatsApp, or Line it. I can show it. You want to see one? I mean,
no, not really.
But wow.
But you know,
I made it just for you, Dor. That's fine though.
Okay, I can see it. But if you're posting stuff on the kind of thing, you got to expect, you know, it's going to be on the, as Jeff House would say, on the public internet, people are going to see it sooner or later kind of thing. So
I even took out all the commercial music that I was going to put on it just so I could show it to you. Okay. I'm gonna put it in front of my camera anyway, even if you don't like it. All I even titled it Android App Addicts.
Okay. All right, we're watching it now.
Yep. Yeah. That's...
And leave it to Eric to bring us something completely silent to the show.
Completely silent and without Android App Addicts in it.
It did. It's the very first. Look at there's the title page. See the title page?
Oh, it says Android App Addict.
It says Android App Addict. I just randomly took like 8 pictures that were on my camera reel, my gallery, and threw it on there. I was going to add music, but it didn't have any stock music that came with the app.
Sucks.
And I didn't really want to put something on here that would get us kicked off of YouTube.
Well, I'll say.
So there's that. You know,
I like their icon. Fine, I'll say something positive.
I do too. It's a good icon.
Great icon.
All right. What else, Eric?
That's it. The other one was 360, and I'll have to figure out where I can find it and bring it next week.
All right. Cool, man. Dora.
Okay, first app I'm going to bring out the gate. I don't know why. All my links.
Because your browser crashed.
No, they're too long. Wrong computer. Good try, though. This app is not for me. This is clearly an Eric Ardini-style app because it is... it will work with his phone. Samsung Galaxy S4, S4 Mini, Mega, Note 3, Note 4, Galaxy S5, HTC, M7, M8, LG, G3, Xiaomi M4, because they have built-in infrared transceivers. This is an app called Shure Universal Remote. Using this app, you can customize a remote controller interface to control a whole lot of different stuff. So if you have one of those devices and you love the idea of controlling your spouse's television set with them not knowing, or just because you want to, you know, like you've seen enough Daredevil for one night and you want to turn it off or something, this will let you do that.
Yeah, that's nice. I wouldn't say it's Harmony, like Logitech Harmony quite.
Right.
But it does, it's nice how it on the left-hand side of the screen, it's got a list of all the programmed devices, and you can quickly switch from device to device and manipulate each one. So that is.
Yeah. And I will say it will work even if you don't have an IR remote for Wi-Fi enabled devices like a Roku or a Apple TV. It should also work with XBMC, I would hope, because that's also, over the wireless Wi-Fi signal. So it's one of those things, you know, you're going to like it, you're going to need it, you're going to love it, or you're going to tell me next app door.
I'm going to say next app door. Nothing against this app, and it's actually a really good suggestion. Here's the thing with me. Until screens have some type of tactile feel, like they could flex up and actually make a real button,
mm-hmm.
I cannot use my phone as a remote. I don't like typing on glass for anything. I hate typing on such small screens without any type of tactile feel. So I'm just hoping, when I look at this app, I just hope that one day, real soon, we get little lumps on our phones, like on the glass somehow.
What about vibration?
No. So you don't have to look at it.
Yeah. There's something I hate touching glass. Like
technically, it's button. Been possible for years, Steve. 2+ years ago, I saw a thing where it was a phone, and then when the keyboard came up, all the keys came raised up off of the screen a little bit. It was still clear, see-through, completely transparent. And my first thought was this would be great for accessibility.
Right.
But it still hasn't came to mass market yet. So
Can't wait. I cannot wait. That's going to be game-changer. My
Samsung has one physical button on the bottom. It's got the one.
That's great. Almost there. Okay, what I'm going to bring next, it's one of these... Round the outside, round the outside. You got things. You got to go, you got to join a beta community, click a button, click another button, jump through 85 other hoops before you can install it. It's coming to the real live Play Store soon. I'm not a proponent of it per se. Adblock plus browser. It's a browser that has complete Adblock stuff built into it. Now, it's probably still going to use all of the bandwidth downloading the apps, but they will not be displayed on your phone. You know, it isn't perfect because it's only a browser, but you don't have to have root or anything else to run this. I don't like the idea of blocking ads, but we even make fun of once in a while this show, like we did a previous episode, about how the ads are getting ridiculous. And by getting ridiculous, they've been ridiculous. And they're only getting worse. So I can never blame somebody for wanting to install ad blockers. I just hope you don't blanketly block everything, because there are sites that do it respectfully better. You know,
what would Eric, what would your ethics class say about using an app like this?
I would say that I'm going to have to rewrite Dina Media to go around this app. DinaMedia.com. I think if you are gonna get something for free, the ads will probably be there for that reason. It didn't cost you anything. You have to look at an ad.
I think having the ads show you're exchanging with that service, I think it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And if a site has too many ads, like we talked about, we just click off of it as fast as possible.
And it'll never go there again.
Or feel the urge to DDoS it. Let's do it.
Right.
There's always DDoS.
I know, but see, here's the only way I can explain this to me. While yes, both of you are completely right with that, if you take this argument and you add another dimension to it and look at it from a slightly different angle, this is why on podnuts.com, I don't care if you have ad blockers. You know why? You're still going to see our ads. And you know why? Because we actually take the time to actually own the content that we are advertising, and we don't just blanketly subscribe to some ad network and have faith that they're going to do the right thing and do good ads and not have infectious stuff show up in the browser. So we take control of it. So you can use your ad block stuff all day long. You'll never block a single ad on Podnuts. So
yeah,
it's partially those sites, dare I say, sorry for saying like this, being lazy and letting someone else, quote unquote, do the work while they reap the benefits of it. They think, when in fact the ad network is the one really reaping the benefit off of this.
It's true. But I'll tell you what, ad targeting has gotten so good that, like, you know how like you see an ad like on one site and it's there on the next site because you went to Amazon and you looked at one thing one time and now it's everywhere. That works really good. And even on me, I see, oh my God, look at that MIDI controller from Native Instruments. I saw it like, and it'll show up on like a completely different site. That works on me. So those companies may be lazy letting the ad networks do it, but ads are getting better and more because they're getting so targeted, I think.
I just don't like how I'll buy something and then I still keep seeing ads for it.
Yeah.
Days. For 3 years.
Yeah.
But like Dor said, it's even what Podnuts does is seriously, it's even better. You know your audience. You got a nice product up there that's for them. And it's manual. You know?
Well, isn't flashy. It isn't flash. There's no movement. There's no audio. There's no extra random amount of bandwidth being down. It's all hosted on the same domain, so you don't have to worry about it spidering out to multiple websites. There's no mass tracking on it, so you know.
It's just an animated GIF. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
Our local newspaper is so horrible at just farming out all their ads. Almost every one of them has audio right off the bat, which is just a dream for a media company to have on their website. It's just random crap just talking all of a sudden. And then below I guess it could be like below, they'll have like their headline, and then right below it, all these other articles, and they'll have like, which celebrities had full frontal nudity? Like, why would you even let that ever come on your, you know, you're the local little newspaper. Why would you ever let an ad network throw this crap on there?
That's awesome.
And they don't care. They're shameless. And then on top of that, you try to look at a news article, you go one link deep. Oh, you need to subscribe to our newspaper for 99 cents. Wow. If you want to watch see the rest of this, you do get to do 7 for free, but you have to answer some sort of a Google quiz or a Google poll.
Yeah, survey.
Of some sort. Yeah, survey. And then after those 7 are gone, then it's ridiculous. I mean, they totally, I'm like, I'm never subscribing to you ever just because of your website now. Yeah. And I remember when I had my business and other people had their businesses, they always said that on mobile, if you advertise with us, all subscribers will be free. They used to sell that as they would never block anybody on mobile devices. Well, now that mobile devices are, you know, what huge. Everybody's using, that now they're blocked too. They have to subscribe to the newspaper.
Nah, you should never say never like that.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, I'm doing Facebook ads and some advertising for my job. 99% of them are on mobile devices. I mean, I can't believe how many. It's like, it's not even worth putting a desktop ad up in these days, at least on Facebook. It's crazy. So, mm-hmm. I don't Facebook like it. I don't like it because I don't like mobile devices. I'm going to say it right now. I like, they're too small. I want a laptop. And I guess I'm just going to, I don't know, die clutching one. Because I like them. They're more powerful. They get stuff done. They're fast. Oh, man.
Don't worry, Steve. Windows Mobile 10 will fix that.
They'll be slow as heck.
Well, no. They're doing what Ubuntu said they were going to do 3 years ago, which is convergence. You have your mobile phone device. You slap it in a dock, and you will have a full desktop computer built into it with real quote-unquote full-fledged applications
to that's install. Great. I'm into that. That's awesome.
If it works, yes.
Do you guys ever use Facebook?
Personally? Yeah, every once in a while.
I logged into it once last week to thank people for wishing me a happy birthday.
I saw a door on there.
I got mad yesterday because my phone kept going nuts because people kept commenting on something I was tagged in.
Your phone was blowing up?
I get tagged? Yeah. I'm like, what did I get tagged in? I don't want to be tagged by anybody. Who is tagging me? I don't like Facebook. I log in maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like half mad at my daughter, you know, and like, what'd you guys do with this tag? And I felt so old when I did that though. But, so I got tagged in this thing. I went ahead and read it, and it was actually a really good comment. My next door neighbors, they're two ladies, and they said that they were going to go out for dinner, but maybe they should walk to go out for dinner because of so they could burn off some of the calories. And so the other lady who lives with the other one says, well, where are we going to go? Eric's house or the neighbor across the street? They basically named all the neighbors that live within our
half. Oh, yeah, that's great. I thought that was kind of funny.
Man,
I would do something bad to their front door.
No, I thought it was cute and funny, but I just didn't like.
I know what you mean. People are actually tagging other people just to get their attention who aren't even in pictures.
No, man.
So I gained two friends over this one tag. Like my neighbors I'm now friends with, which I never was.
My next app.
Such a list of friends I've never. What's your next app, Dor?
Okay, if people do that to me, and this is not a dare or a challenge, your ass is unfriended. Okay, the next app I'm bringing is actually an app I got from John Miller, really Podnutsian through and through is all I got to say. Really good guy. For people who despise the idea of Google being your universe, Google having access to all your information, and Google being your quote-unquote personal assistant, a.k.a. Google Now, I'm not saying this is a complete replacement, but it could be a beginning of one. This is apparently a company that's made a lot of believers in like Mobile World Congress, top 25 companies to follow, blah, 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 blah. It's called Haptic Personal Assistant. Here's the kicker. You log in with your Google account. Okay, that definitely didn't make me, hey, man, it's made me want to just freak out on it. But
it's haptic with a K at the end too, by the way.
I thought it was spelled correctly. but let's not stick on that subject. Basically, this is trying to be your everything, your messenger, your personal messenger, your calendar of events. It also tries to present you with coupons. That's scary because that means, you know, crap. Like Groupon type trolling of you. That scares me.
I can't get them to stop sending me emails. Freaking Groupon.
They never will. But it will tell you stuff like, it will help you with a restaurant reservation, locate nearest ATMs, stuff like that, help you find car or bike prices, you know, movie timings, stuff like that. So
it, timings, that's like what it trainings.
Says. That's what it says.
It says movie timings.
Movie timings. So it might be a cool app. I would say if you want to try to disconnect from Google now, this might help you. And by might, I don't know, might.
Have you tried it, Dor?
I literally installed it yesterday. I'm so entrenched with the Googleverse. I have such a hard time. I feel like I'm cheating on my phone.
See, I never use Google now. I'm going to try this. I'm going to install it.
Okay.
I'd like to try because I guess I'm increasingly paranoid about the Googleverse.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. It's just I've got a bad feeling.
You know what started it for me? When they banned everybody from AdWords and AdSense. That's when they did that. I'm like, oh man, they're dropping the hammer. There's the evil streak. Knew it was going to come out one day. So I haven't trusted them since then.
Okay. Well,
this has one of the best icons I've ever seen too.
It's a good
install
one.
It.
Yeah, it's pretty. Very nice.
Okay. From a company you don't want to trust to maybe a company you do want to trust, eBay. Yeah. How about eBay? Close 5 buy and sell locally. It's an app that interfaces with eBay, but when you post stuff, it's only for people who are intended to be 5 miles away or less. So dare I say Craigslist-like?
It is nice. Craigslist-like, but...
This is for stuff you don't want to ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge things like these wooden doors I have in the house next door.
But does it only show auctions? Because a lot of times I'll find somebody local and be like, can I pick it up? And they go, no. They still want to ship it to you on eBay. So, yeah. So are these, does this only list listings that are willing for local pickup?
I know it's intended that, but I don't know.
Is that just because they're so shady that they don't want you to pick it up?
Yeah, they have a routine and I guess they just, you know, you picking it up is costly to them. They like to ship things.
Not sure.
Maybe
I mean,
they don't warehouse it themselves. They just sell it from somewhere else maybe or something.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's, yeah, maybe a little shady. Like, I don't want this guy coming to my house or whatever.
I don't want him to know where I live.
Yeah.
I guess.
They might tag me in Facebook and
exactly
give my exact address.
This would probably be nice for you guys. I'm pretty sure there's going to be nobody in my close 5 with anything to buy or sell.
Honestly, dude, there's very little that I've looked for locally that's on eBay that actually is local. But
well, this might help. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea.
It's good. Good. I like it, Dor.
Yeah, good one, Dor.
Well, going from an app for you guys, this next app is actually for a good friend of mine, Martin Rambo Obando from Geeksters.com/Geeksters. This is a Adult Swim games, Adult Swim. They were on Cartoon Network, late night cartoons, more adult. Okay. This game is called Tofu Hunter. you're hunting wild tofu in the wild. you can have machine guns, awesome. Shotguns, sniper rifle, laser guns, all kinds of exotic, fictitious guns that allow you to hunt for real tofu.
With the antlers. That's
incredibly lifelike tofu.
What do you mean with antlers? All tofu has antlers, I thought.
Attention, vegans.
There's like veggie burgers you can hunt too after a while.
Mm-hmm. Sure, why not?
This is cool.
I mean, they're made out of tofu, right?
Yeah, that's a good game.
I almost feel bad for this tofu trying to get away.
They're like little rabbits. You just ping,
pop. Tofu right. Splatters better than actual animals. Anyway, when you hit them,
I don't know.
That's a pretty good one, Dor. Good find.
Okay, this one I'm bringing, even though, I didn't say like me. Okay, I'm bringing this game called Atlantic Fleet. Never heard of Killer Fish Games studio that put this out. It's a pretty respectable looking simulator. You watch the video on it, and the graphics look really good. It sounds like it could be an actual good simulator type game. It does say you need 512 megs of RAM at least recommended, so nothing too old. It's a $10 game.
It looks pretty awesome, though.
It looks literally like something that would be on a $2,000 computer like 8 years ago. You know?
Right.
That's true. That's true.
So if you're a simulator fanatic, this will definitely get you giddy. I guess is the word I'm looking for. I'm going to bring another game here just because this, I brought something for you guys. I brought something for Martin. I got to now bring something for Liam Tidwell, even though he'll look at this and laugh and say it's juvenile or, you know, whatever, which of course is kind of ironic, but let's not go there. This is called FPV Free Rider. First person view is a quadcopter acronym. So that's when you have a camera mounted to the front of the quadcopter. You have your goggles on and it's like you're flying around. Here's the craziest thing. In the video for this, it was flying around an area that was almost reminiscent of an area that Liam sent us a video of that he was flying around.
Yeah. Right. It looks like Liam's backyard kind of.
So I thought that was actually kind of cool. Watching this video, one of two things. Okay, this is a $2.93 game, so I did not buy it. Either A, this thing is insanely more easier to fly control than a quadcopter, or who's flying this has some talent, because they are like threading needles, it looks like, kind of thing.
I don't know. Are these things tough to fly?
I would think it can't be super
Liam
easy.
Liam makes it look easy, the way he flies through like swing sets and stuff.
He's done it so long.
He is so good.
Yeah, but he's done it for well over a year.
Huh. Oh, he's been doing it for a few years. He had that quad shot a long time ago.
Right. So I had to bring that because him, I'll say.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And just because I wanted to outdo myself, I'm going to bring this one. I am close to the end, guys.
Just so you know, Steve, my drone does not fly easily like this. It's extremely hard. Wind is a big factor, but mine wasn't $400 or $800.
Yours is like 80?
Yeah, with camera.
That's not a bad price.
No, it's pretty good.
You get what you Amazon. Pay for, though.
Okay.
Flatnuts.com/Amazon.
Right. This is a game called Standpoint, $10.14.
Whoa.
It's an odd number. It's an odd number.
Been hanging out with Cody too much.
I know. But it says when you install the game, there's in-app purchases. There is no in-app purchases. That is the purchase, $10.14. This is a different physics-like puzzle maze kind of game where it uses the gyroscope in your phone, so you have to tilt the phone all around and move it all around as you hit buttons on the phone to do extra stuff. It's not the best graphic game I've seen, but it does look really fun, like you're in it kind of thing, you know, you're in the environment kind of thing, kind of it, in all encompassing kind of thing. It definitely looks fun. I don't know if it's $10.14.
What are you? You're just a dude.
You don't even see yourself. You have a first person view, so you're just looking at your own like eyeballs, and you're just walking around or falling through, manipulating yourself through an environment. You can pivot the whole room and like walk on the walls, all kinds of stuff like that. Just really interesting enough to catch my eye. Almost got me to really think about spending the $10, but I just...
Yeah, it's right on the edge. I could see it.
This game's on Steam, though. If you spend your $10 here, do you get the Steam? Do you get it everywhere then?
I extremely doubt it.
And does Steam play on Linux?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Steam machine, Steam OS is Linux.
It is Linux. Okay. Yeah. I thought so.
So everyone out there on Windows who laugh at Linux gaming, guess what?
Well, I just heard today that actually with Windows 10, the Xbox One will be playing Steam games on the Xbox One.
As long as Valve wants it to, yes.
Yeah. I think it'd be a good deal if you could play it everywhere on your Steam account.
To me, that's the one thing. Sometimes when you buy, it's usually the inverse. You go to Steam, you buy the game, then you can play it on other places. It's not always going in reverse, in my experience. Don't have great experience, but not my experience. And here's another plus. If it is on Steam, I highly encourage you, go to Steam, add it to your wish lists. The Steam Summer Sale, 80-90% off games, should be happening right around the corner. So you might be able to get this for $1.
Wow.
I've looked at other software on Steam besides games, too. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of stuff.
Oh, it's only getting more and more and more and more and more.
That's great, man. I'm all for that. Bring it.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I got to bring one more because I really do like all my friends. This one is for Tracy Holtz. Okay. This one's for Tracy Holtz. $1.99 game. Does have in-app purchases called Farming Pro 2015. And the real reason it's for Tracy Holtz, it's not for Tracy Holtz to install and enjoy, because he already enjoys farming. But he can download it. But he can buy it, download it, install it, and then point out how, well, that's not how real farming is. Yes. And then he can tell me on what they get wrong in their farming simulators.
Well, I can see it in the video where you have a cow and a chicken and some other animal all in the trailer together behind your tractor. That probably doesn't happen too often.
No, I don't think that would work too well. Someone tells me the cow might sit on the chicken or fall on the chicken.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I was close to buying Farming Simulator at Walmart when I was winning that moth.
$10?
Dude, I'm going to tell you, the one that's on Steam, that I'm sure it's the same one, gets unbelievably good reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
It just looks fun. I like simulators. This is cool.
I'll say it's one of the things, it could be a hell of a lot of fun.
Right, right. And I'd like to try the...
Oh, go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say, like, some of these are so real that you could actually perform that action after you're done playing. Like,
large
you could run a farm.
Well, I feel like I should have ran a farm when I drive my lawn tractor sometimes. But I would like to play the Tracy Holtz farming game where you actually do, like, hydroponics and make beer.
Hydroponics. And that's how they grow illicit drugs. Aquaponics.
Oh, okay. All right. Aquaponics. Jeez, with fish, man. And all that. What?
He does tilapia, I believe, in cabbage. Let me tell you something. Tilapia,
yeah,
tasty fish.
Tilapia and cabbage?
I believe those were two, but he can keep switching the vegetables around more frequent than I believe the fish.
He grows tilapia?
Yeah, he has huge tanks. The plants on the top, their byproduct feeds the fish, and the fish is, quote-unquote, byproduct. Feeds the plants.
Yeah. Because people pay big, they used to pay big money for fish emulsion, and he's just making it to feed his own plants with. It's such a smart dude, that guy.
Yeah. And he saved lots of thousands. I don't know how many, but many thousands of dollars. Because he basically watched videos and he built some of his own systems in the whole ecosystem. And instead of buying them complete, he just went out and bought PVC, this pipe, this valve, this grate, this other valve, this other pipe, and put it all together.
Does he sell his stuff? Like, that's how he makes money?
No, but he does have college interns come do some of their schooling so they can learn how to do it as part of, I guess, dare I say, I don't know, Future Farmers of America type people. So he gets them to come in, shows them how to do stuff. I believe he's already had one kid graduate and start his own.
Nice.
And it's, dare I say, not trying to be hipster, but locally grown, locally farmed, locally raised, locally sourced product. When you go to the restaurants he sells stuff in, you're literally supporting the local community.
And, so he does sell stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. It isn't just for him. He's way too much for him to eat. He's a big boy. He ain't that big.
Very cool, man. You covered all your friends, looks like.
Not all of them, but I don't have a karaoke app for Rhino. Sorry.
That's awesome. All right, cool. Good apps, fellas. Nice show. Yeah, I think we're about there at the end.
That was an impressive tank door.
Yeah, really brought it, man. Do you have anything to say to the folks before we end off, Door?
Yeah, I'm sorry. To everybody out there, I am truly sorry. I do not like saying stuff and not completing stuff. I've told people now for months that I got to put it on the top of my list to get the Amazon.ca thing done and the Amazon.co.uk thing done, and I have not gotten it done. I've had people literally email me nicely, telling me off, saying, I would like to support you, but I can't because I live in Canada and you still haven't done the Amazon.ca kind of thing. So I'm sorry. I really do want to get it done as quick as possible.
No need to apologize. Well, maybe a little bit, but you'll get it done. All right, Eric, do you have anything to say to the peeps before we end off?
Yeah, Dory, you don't have nothing to do tomorrow night, so I can maybe get that finished.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, thanks for listening. Thanks for the emails this week. That was Steve said five. I think we got through two of them. So send some more. I guess we might be.
No, don't send any more.
No, don't tell them not to send no more. That's where I get half my apps is from their emails.
Oh, okay. Well, we still have like 15 to read, so we'll read them. It'll just take us a little while. And we were like all over the place on that show. So anyway, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, that was it. That was it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're here for you. It's a fun show. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you did enjoy the shows. Yeah, whatever these guys said. Ditto for me. Ditto. What's that game we brought? Ditto? Lights? Ditto beam?
Ditto rush. Ditto belief. Ditto rush. Ditto sounds.
Ditto sounds? All right, whatever. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Ditto smell.